Well, good morning, New Life. It's good to be back in the church, facing the right way, looking at some faces. So this morning, I've got a message about worship and praise. And if you guys remember, way back a long time ago, we used to have extended worships. And extended worships were just, you know, a time where we could have a little more worship, a little more songs, and a potluck, which we won't be having today. But we had communion, so we'll count that as potluck. So yeah, I just wanted to share a few things about worship and praise and just how they relate and the differences and just what it really is and how we as Christians worship. So first of all, praise is defined as an expression or approval or admiration for someone or something. So words that we often use in parallel with that are bless, exalt, glorify, magnify, thank, or confess. So when we're praising God, we're really calling attention to God's glory. In Psalm 69:30, it says, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. So really, we praise God for who he is and for what he is in our lives. But praise isn't just reserved for God, because we can praise our children. We can praise our wife's cooking. We can praise our friends for a job well done. But worship is only reserved for God. Luke 4:6 says, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And also Psalm 81:9 says, you shall have no foreign God among you. You shall not worship any other God than me. So then what is worship? Worship is defined as the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration. So if we look in Hebrews, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. I think it's fitting that we had communion today and we are receiving a kingdom. And that's why we had communion this morning, because we're just communing with God and being thankful for what he has done. And in that, we worship God. We worship God not just with our words, but so many other ways. But communion is a great way just to show our worship to God. But worship is not only an act, but really as Christians, worship is an attitude. I found a quote, and I don't know whose quote this was. I just saved it some time ago. So if it's your quote, thank you. And it's a good explanation of the difference between praise and worship. It said, praise is characterized as the act of magnifying and honoring God for who he is and the act of exalting God's great name. It also includes thanking God for his many kindnesses. But worship is characterized as a more intimate form of praise, where believers seek to personalize their expression of God's worth to them and others. So I thought that was really challenging. When I read that, I thought, is my worship really an expression of God's worth to me? That's got some weight to it, I thought. I can tell you, when I was first saved years ago, I came into church and people were waving flags. People were dancing. I didn't know what worship was. And to be honest with you, I didn't think Dave and Paula did either. I would come in and they were cutting loose, dancing out here. Paula was singing. And if you've ever heard Paula sing, she's got a beautiful voice. But it took me a long time to really understand the depth of that worship and how they didn't, it's not a matter of impressing anybody. It's like I said, it's an expression of God's worth to them So it was, even to this day, watching you guys worship is just always, it's inspiring. It lifts, I think it lifts a lot of people up once they understand what worship really is. So it really is a personal thing. With a deep relationship with God, worship just comes naturally. But then how do we have a deep relationship with God? As Brian would say, I'm glad you asked. It's like your best friends that you have. When you have a best friend, you didn't just meet them and decide, Bob, you're my new best friend. It takes time. It takes commitment, and it really does just take close time being with that person. And so it's really the same with God. When we spend time with God in prayer and reading his word, our relationship just grows. It gets deeper and more meaningful. And when we really know God, worship really does just seem natural. We don't care about who's around us. We don't care about people behind us watching us cut loose. But true worship does cost us something. And that cost is described as self-sacrifice or sacrifice of self. When we come before God in worship, we give ourselves up to his lordship. We proclaim that he is worthy and we exalt him with our praise. In Romans 12:1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. A little while ago, I saw a little video clip on Facebook, and it was a video clip that Tyron had shared, or somebody shared of Tyron. He was speaking about worship and raising of hands and just the power behind that. And when we raise our hands, we're really submitting to God. We're giving God glory, but we're also just submitting to him as the authority in our life. But with that, we also get power and authority in our lives. And he shared Psalm 63:4, where it says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. So I think that's a really important part of worship, is just submitting to God. We raise our hands. We submit to him. It's a personal thing, like I've said. So then, how do we worship? If we look at definitions for stuff like this, a translation of worship literally means to bend or to bow down. It describes a gesture of respect or submission to God. So really, our worship is submitting to God. So we can worship God in many ways. We can sing to him, which is typically what we do when we worship. We come in Sunday morning and we will sing worship songs. And that's great. In Psalms, we see there's many different types of expressions of worship, though. There's repentance. There's prayers for vindication. Songs of thanksgiving, as well as praise. I think tithes are also an act of worship. Obedience to God, being generous, not just with money, but with our time with people. I think worship takes many forms, but it all really stems with and from a relationship with Jesus. In Hebrews 13:15-16, it says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly professes his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with one another. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. So I just want to share a little story about my personal experiences with praising God. As many of you know, Sarah and I, many years ago, lost our first son. And I remember vividly driving to Vancouver, and Sarah was flying, and I was listening to worship songs, and I was listening to a song that said, our God is healer, our God is, and it was just a song that would just echo through my head the whole time. And we fully believed that God was going to bring our son home with us. And that wasn't what happened. And so for quite some time after that, I really struggled with praising and worshiping God. I felt hurt. I felt far from God. I felt like my prayers weren't heard. And I just felt distant. But I remember one Sunday morning, we were here at church, and I was able to, there was a song playing, and I don't know what it was about the song, but I really felt this connection with God. And when I raised my hands, and I was singing, and it's good that I was in the front, because nobody else heard me. I was singing with my heart, and it felt so, so close to God. It didn't feel like anybody else was in this room. It was me and God. I raised my hands. I submitted to God. You are still King, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what is going on in my life, regardless of the hurt, the disappointments, any of those circumstances, you are still my God. And it brought me so much closer, and it was almost immediate. And I felt this weight come off of me, and I felt just freedom again, and it was amazing. So if you're going through tough times, and everybody goes through tough times, we deal with loss, we deal with financial problems, if you're working through some sin issues, if any of these things, just submit to God. Raise your hands, worship Him, honor Him, praise Him. Spend time with God. Get close to God, and you will feel God's presence, and it will lift you. It's amazing how when we surrender to God, He can lift you out of anything. It really is amazing. So I've just got a couple more scriptures, and then Yvonne and Christine are going to come back up and sing a few more songs, play some songs for us to worship to. And these scriptures are from Psalms, of course, because if you want to praise or worship, you just flip your Bible to Psalms. And 63, 3-8 says, "Because your love is better than my life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest foods." That part is hard. I will be fully satisfied. But in God, we can be fully satisfied. "With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me." I think that's just an amazing, amazing scripture. When we look at anything we go through, we are in the shadow of God's wings. And it's just, God is worthy to be praised. And so that to me is just that's just amazing. And also in Psalms 100, 2-5, it says, "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." So I just want to encourage you today that if you're going through anything, which a lot of us are, just really submit yourself to God. Raise your hands. Sing out to him. Praise him. And just stay close to God. Get into his word. Spend time with God. Praise seems so much easier, and worship it comes naturally, like I said. If you're sitting at home today and you're in front of a screen, which I imagine most of you are, I know how uncomfortable it is to worship in front of a TV screen. It just is not natural. But know that you're worshiping God. You're not worshiping your TV. Put yourself in a place with just you and God. If you're able to stand up, raise your hands to God, worship him. He is your God. He is your Redeemer. Just give him praise and worship him. Thank you.